Finally, I drove up to this block and parked about 3 car lengths behind the fire hydrant. I looked for his car and it wasn't there, so I knew he hadn't shown up early. I have had people do that on me, which earns them an extra night of living. The only things I brought with me were a transistor radio, a thermos of coffee, and a blanket. I use the transistor because I don't want to run down the battery of the car. I rarely mind the cold because it keeps you awake and alert, but the blanket is there in case it really freezes up. This guy showed up right on time. I saw him coming in my rearview mirror and I kind of laid down across the front seat so he wouldn't see me. While he was parking, I slid out of my car and hid so he didn't see me and take off. When he turned his engine off, I began the casual walk toward his car. I hit him in the head as he started to get out. 2 bullets. I knew he was dead. I walked back to my car and drove home. I was asleep within a half hour. I usually work alone, but when you're just starting out in this line of work, a backup man is normally sent along to make sure everything goes correctly. Once you're established, you go out by yourself, or at worst, with a single driver. The only exception is when you're hitting someone in a crowded area and you think there is a chance you might be chased. Then you use a getaway car and a crash car. The crash car is set up to block traffic after the job is done, and if somebody tries to follow you, to accidentally crash into them. Under any circumstances, you're only going to use the getaway car to go a few blocks. Then, depending on where you are, you're going to get out of your vehicle and lose yourself as quickly as you can in a crowd, or take some public transportation, or ride a cab, or even take another car that you have waiting. The most important thing is to try to isolate your victim. I may be sitting in his car waiting for him.